This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in August here in 2019. We were talking about Lexigen Holdings, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol LXXGF. They're also traded on the Toronto Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol LXG. And with us today is the president and director of the company, Mr. Daryl Rebick. Daryl, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. Great to be back.
You know, in 3 short months, you have done so much work out there. I don't know if anybody's given you a golden star yet behind your name, but you should get one.
Yeah, I feel like that some days, that's for sure.
You know, a lot of news out there, especially news regarding about your beta programming. Can you discuss a little bit to the customers about the LX2 and what has changed since the last time you've been on the show back in August?
Yeah, so we've been, as you said, we've been incredibly busy traveling the world, presenting where the company's at and updating everybody. And at the same time, really building this company out to one of the most exciting points we've ever been at, which is, you know, a big change from R&D, which we've been doing for the last 3 years. We've really de-risked everything. We've got everything working perfectly. And in that time, and because of that fact, we've now brought the instrument out to the public. There's been clients using it. They're absolutely blown away with what it can do. And we're really switching now from a pure R&D company and really solidifies our pathway now to going commercial. And everything is pointing towards that final stage of commercial, which is incredibly exciting for us. So ramping up our sales staff, ramping up development staff, getting to that commercial stage as soon as possible, where we can start pre-sales and sales and getting this thing in the hands of customers who are really desperately pursuing that fact, because it changes so much about how they operate their business.
You know, here's what I'm impressed about your company and the management team that you've surrounded yourself with, is that right now you guys are pre-revenues. That's going to change here in the next quarter or two, especially in the first or second quarter of 2020. But you recently just got licensed to test cannabis in Massachusetts. How did that come about, and what is that going to do for your company?
It just really adds to the repertoire. So one of the things is we have such an adaptable machine, and we have this open access capability, which is so huge. And it allows us to go after these industries that are really desperate for change and innovation that don't have it right now and don't have what they need. So we have your human clinical. We were in a CLIA lab, which is absolutely brilliantly well-received in terms of what that does for their business. We've talked about the vet in the past. You can see on our website, we have a testimonial from the vets where they're almost in tears about how this changes their business with the 3 to 5 day wait as current methods versus now we come in and do it in an hour and it's a room next to them. So it's huge. So the cannabis was a natural progression into obviously food safety as well, as a huge industry that's in absolute turmoil in terms of needing innovation to test better. We just get constant issues with that. Cannabis as well, which falls into your agriculture sector. There's millions and millions of dollars in recalls. Everything is getting to the point where there's going to be mandatory testing, but they just don't know how to do it and they can't do it properly. And it's a big issue. So we've started testing that. Again, it's something we can do in an hour. It doesn't take days. It's something you can do on site. And it's something that has a massive demand because, as we all know, it's a hugely growing industry and it's become a problem faster probably than the lettuce industry, which is a huge industry right now. But, you know, you have decades of experience there. On the cannabis side, you have a lot of inexperience, but at the same time, a ton of growth, and you have a huge amount of problems, and there's just no solution. So it's been very well received there. It really helps them do what they need to do, which is test, have safer products out there, and progress this business and let it grow and not have the hurdle, which you're seeing right now in that space of, hey, listen, I don't think any of this stuff is safe, and there's almost a moratorium right now on sales based on the fact that so much is testing negatively or positively for what you don't want in there.
I agree. Just a real quick question. When do you think that monetization will happen for the company?
So we're aiming for Q2 next year is commercialization. And I think what we're going to do now and people are excited about, we just completed a raise, for example, which we'll get into. But that was mostly institutional based on the fact that we're at that stage now where we'll start taking pre-sales, we'll start building the sales team, and we'll start getting towards those revenues because there's so much demand around the product right now. We really have done this recent raise to, you know, expedite the process of getting to commercialization because there is so much demand. So you're going to see a lot of progress early next year into instruments being built for commercial sale, the final build-out, the pre-commercial instruments, and you're going to see those sales starting to come in. And we anticipate them to be quite strong. And because their costs are so low, and it's something that no one else has in the industry, our costs are really, really, they're 90% less than everyone else. You're going to see profits very quickly as well, which is something that a lot of diagnostics companies don't see. You can look at a company called GenMark, you know, $220 million in sales but no profits, and it trades at a $380 million market cap. So the demand for these companies is huge, but they do have a hard time making money. Our cost per test is $4 versus GenMark's $40. So, you know, you're going to see some very interesting numbers come out soon.
You know, a lot of companies that are in your space, especially pre-revenues, face a conundrum, you know, a conundrum of, you know, we don't have any money to grow the company. But recently, that's not your case. You guys raised $6.6 million. That being said, what do you plan on doing with all that capital and where do we go from here?
Yeah, I mean, it's true. And that's the life of a startup or emerging growth, as they call it now. But, you know, your constant desire for capital and need for capital is there. And it is very difficult at times to do so. And right now, the environment is incredibly tough. And we're seeing lots of deals getting dropped, tons repricing, et cetera. So we're quite excited about getting this done. It was one of the toughest ones I've done in 20 years based on outside circumstances. But it was mostly institutional based on the fact that we're finally at that final stretch, the most exciting stretch, where we've mitigated all this risk. It's now an execution plan and a sales plan, which is already going quite well. So that money really solidifies our pathway to commercialization, and it fuels our advancement towards market readiness. And it's something where we are now full scale going forward into commercialization versus, again, before, mostly an R&D company, getting everything working properly, really fine-tuning the instrument and working on a bunch of upgrades, making sure it works, making sure people like it, you know, making sure things as trivially as the buttons are in the right place, to now is let's get this into sales, let's get this into people's hands, and let's really grow this company.
You know, since you've been on the show here in the last couple of months, you've really reached out to a lot of companies in your space. And, you know, they really can't talk how great your product is, one being with ASL down in Alabama, Proverde Labs. That being said, what does the next 12 months look like for your company?
I mean, the next 12 months is really just a huge push towards commercialization and getting this thing to where we always want it to be, which is being used in the field and permanently there. It's being used in the field right now. That's starting your pre-sale channel. That's starting to build the momentum on your sales. But what everyone wants, including us, is we want this to really be out in the field. We want to be able to penetrate these industries as well as we think we can, to meet the demand that's there, which is huge, and really get this thing to a point where, you know, we become cash flow positive very quickly based on our profits. We get into our sales channel, so there's no more discussion about whether this company is going to make it or not because we're there. And that's something, as a public company, is huge. And right now we're really at the, you know, the cheapest entry point we've ever been at, which is crazy because we've never been farther along. So as an investor, you know, you're getting in front of one of the most exciting times as a company, but you've taken away the risk of, well, is that machine going to work? And what if this doesn't work? Or what if the industries don't want it? And if you look at testimonials, like I said, there's a great video on our website, and you look at press releases, et cetera, and you look at where we are, that's all been mitigated. So right now, again, it's an exercise of going into commercialization. It's getting it manufactured. It's getting your sales team out there. And it's a really exciting part for the company because that's where you really want to see it and watch this thing grow.
Daryl, in closing here, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners or your stockholders?
Not really. No, I think, you know, it's one of the things where it's, as an investor, and again, I've been doing this for 20 years and on both sides, you know, you look for companies to me that nobody else really knows about. And we've talked about this before where we've been very cautious in getting the message out at the right time. And we're very aggressively now getting the message out because it's time to tell people where we're at. And one of the things that's hard as an emerging growth company, especially in tech, you don't want to get out there too early until you're positive it's going to work and everything's perfect. And right now we feel everything's perfect and everything's working as we want it to, and people love what we're doing. And I think when you're an investor and you look at that, you usually miss that opportunity because the stock's already done what it's going to do, and you've missed that entry point. But I look at this right now as one of the most exciting entry points we've ever had, and of any company I really follow, based on the fact that we're so far along and we're so close to being in sales and profitability. But again, we're at the most attractive valuation because you have a market that's really constrictive, and it's real big trouble here. We've got probably the three largest, you know, emerging growth to mid-cap med companies are down 90%. You have the marijuana sector obviously completely collapsing, and you have a venture market that's completely collapsed. So I look at this as an investor and go, wow, this is an amazing risk-reward type scenario that, you know, has all those markings. If you go and check all the boxes, I feel like we check them all right now.
I agree. Your stock's at 37.5 cents, market cap around 31 million. My guest today has been Daryl Rebick. He's the president and director of Lexigen Holdings. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol LXXGF. Also, you can find him on the TSX under the ticker symbol LXG. Daryl, I want to thank you for stopping by on the show. I'm a big fan of what you're doing out there. I know that you're going to have some really, really bright days coming in the near future for your company. I wish you nothing but success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give myself and my listeners an update.
Absolutely. I'd love to.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.